Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill, Josh, and the Luma Mommy herself, Miss April. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your best of season 4, Conspiracy Therapy. Kitchen studio. All the four of us are gathered again. Should warm the cockle.
Table of talk.
It's where we talk. It's a delightful table.
It's got four legs, so I guess we're doing all right.
Beer has been spilled upon it.
My bad.
A yogurt has been thrown at it.
I hope that just means regular yogurt, not man yogurt.
No.
But the real question is, baby, how many casseroles have been eaten on this
table? So many. So many.
That's the Illuma Mommy.
Many cans of cream of mushroom soup have been sacrificed for this table.
Yep.
Man! Season 4 ending. This is crazy.
Yeah. This is it. Before we dive into all the things we're going to do with season 5.
Indeed.
So, Lawrence is heading up the clips.
Yes.
As per the huge.
The three of four of us, Josh, Ryan, and I, picked some clips, and we're going to share them with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems pompous for us to assume like what people might like, but this is a lot of what this comes
pompous,
from.
So.
Well, I think a lot of it comes from people's reactions, our friends, our family members who also listen to the show.
Facebook group.
Yeah, the Facebook group predominantly.
Yeah.
This was, you know, our reflection of this last season. And full disclosure, we definitely had our ups and downs. There were moments, and I'll say this myself, I had a rough time this season, specifically not just because I was going through a bad breakup and a move and then all this other stuff. I mean, it's, you know, who cares? Everybody's got their own drama. And this season, though, in particular, I'm very proud of.
Okay.
So I'm excited to hear these clips.
Well, I put them in chronological order.
Ooh.
So you can kind of get a sense of, I did this last year too. I think it's a good way to do it. Especially this year, because you can kind of hear the COVID.
Listen to us getting more and more depressed as the season goes on.
And you can hear us bunkering down.
Perfect.
For a bit there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to start out with episode 187. And these, I can't remember which ones have multiple clips put together, but this is from the Richard Ramirez.
On May 14th, 1985, Ramirez returned to Monterey Park and entered the home of Bill Doy, 66, and his disabled wife, Lillian Doy.
Doy!
Guys, some restraint, please. Surprising Doy in his bedroom, Ramirez shot him in the face with a .22 semi-automatic pistol as Doy went for his own handgun. After beating the mortally wounded man into unconsciousness, Ramirez entered Lillian Doy's bedroom, bound her with thumb cuffs, then raped her, and after he had ransacked the home for valuables, Bill Doy died.
Have some restraint, Ryan.
Ryan,
please.
Come on. You're the host. Keep it together. Your job is to deliver the information.
Bill Doy died of his injuries.
Ryan, come on now. A little restraint.
As he was dying.
You're the host. A man died.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
A man died.
I respect the Doy household.
This isn't rocket science, Doy.
You guys had the weirdest name I've ever seen. And I'm sorry.
I'm crying.
On the night of May 29th, 1985, Ramirez drove a stolen Mercedes
Bill Benz. Durr was killed. The Durr family was taken out as well. Along with the Durr family. They were murdered as well.
Oh my God.
Show some restraint, Ryan.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, I laughed my ass off when I was getting this clip ready.
There are so many times where you'll get to a last name and you talk through it and we all look at each other and we're like, yeah.
I know. First thing I hear is Josh goes,
and yep. So anyway, in this episode, Dolores butt plug. And
Well, this next clip is, I know for sure is a Josh pick. And I'm guessing this is from the COVID-19 bonus episode.
Yes, this is the when it finally was hitting us in America, and we decided to do an episode.
I think we're talking about
still
it.
Still together at this point.
Yes.
We are still together.
Okay. Yep.
Here we go. It's from the bonus COVID-19 episode.
I sucked his corona dick.
That's kind of a discussion.
Like a doggy door on it, like a.
You lift it up just enough so it's still covering your nose.
The nose, okay.
You can't smell the balls, but you can taste them.
Can you catch it from jizz?
I mean, I guess that's for the next episode that we do about this, but
this is a scientific question.
It is.
I know.
Scientist, please seek out the answers.
And you catch it from jizz.
I don't think
inquiring minds need to know.
Will you get corona?
Can I catch corona from jizz?
Here's what I found.
Pornhub.com.
Stepsister. You know, it'd be better if it was Hey Google, because Hey Google tends to answer those questions.
Yeah, Siri's lazy.
Siri's just, you just look in the web, you asshole. Google that shit.
85% of the time, Siri's like, this is what I found.
Yeah. Good for you. I could have done that
myself. April's got an answer.
Sweet.
From Vice.com.
Yeah, of course it's Vice.
Naturally. The good news is that viruses that carry the flu or common cold don't live on semen or in vaginal fluids, says Charles Gerba, a microbiology professor at the University of Arizona.
So munch away, everybody.
It is technically possible to have sex without passing along the flu. The bad news, or potentially more good news, depending on your perspective, is that the viruses do live in saliva, so kissing is off limits. If you kiss, you're going to get sick, says Gerba. And we found that the influenza virus can live for 3 days on the couch. So you're best off in a bed with brand clean sheets. Not in a bread. That would be weird.
That's okay.
Ooh, what if it was like fresh bread, though, that's like soft and warm?
No, but Aaron and I have had that discussion. Should we be kissing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I kiss my wife. I don't care.
You're in love. Mm-hmm. Smooch, smooch, smooch. Smooch, 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 smooch. You two suck should face, suck face, suck face, suck face, suck face. I'm gonna suck face with the girl that I'm going on a date with tomorrow, so it's gonna happen.
Do I know her?
What about ass to mouth?
Okay. Can I get corona doing ass to mouth?
Here's what I found.
Goddamn, bitch. We need to get a Hey Google and bring it here so I can plug it into the soundboard.
We literally have one like 2 feet away from you.
Yeah, but we also need
the soundboard.
We need like an Urban Dictionary version of Siri.
Oh. Bitch, you gonna die.
Bitch, you be sticking your asshole on a motherfucker's face hole.
Bitch, don't be sneezing on my butthole.
Oh, God damn it. You gave Siri fucking corona.
You might not get corona, but you might get glitter on the face.
Answer?
April has the answer.
You are the greatest, April.
If if you're going down on a guy who's been inside your butt or eating ass and said butt isn't very clean, then it's obvious there could be traces of fecal matter on the penis, meaning you could be transferring flecks of your own poop into your mouth. But is that as gross as it sounds? Maybe not. Yes, poop is loaded with bacteria, which includes Shigella, a group of bacteria that can cause diarrhea and dysentery. There's a risk of transferring the organisms from your rectum to your mouth and thus your gastrointestinal system. But as long as you're ingesting your own feces and not your partner's, the risk of getting sick is actually surprisingly quite small.
That's going to be the biggest clip on the board. Totally worth it. I'm gonna need a new iPad.
All right.
The more you know.
Is putting poop in your own poop in your mouth as bad as it sounds? Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually. Actually, worse than it sounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Beer City Media, dicks, farts, and ass to mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
We should have like a medical segment.
We should.
Oh. I don't know what we'd do with it, but...
Aluma Mommy's Medical Corner.
Sure. I'm totally licensed to have a corner like that.
Ooh, Aluma.
Phil's out there giving information. He's not True. Even a doctor anymore. True.
Yeah. Aluma Mommy's Triage.
Mm. Ooh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I feel like it would be interesting to know the questions that people have.
Mail sack.
Yeah. Hey, hit us up on our mail sack.
Well, I'll do an advice column.
Okay. I like it.
Send me your questions.
Ask April.
Yeah, I would think
that you would be great relationship advice, especially for our younger listeners, which we have a ton.
I've given Ryan plenty of relationship advice. I know.
At this point, I'm a black
speed
belt
dial.
Almost.
A black belt.
When it comes to relationship advice, I'm like...
You'll kung fu your relationship into the next week.
Right. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Next clip.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
189. Pazuzu.
Crystal Matlock, which Crystal always seems like a iffy name. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to date a Crystal and she's got a K for her first letter.
Ooh, yeah.
Crystal stage one.
Yeah.
If they got a C, though.
C, I feel a little bit better about.
Yeah, definitely.
The K is always the weird letter to be there for a Crystal. Because I'm always like, I'm just saying, we're living in the Corona times.
It's Corona with a K.
All right, put your hands together. We're about to catch a virus. It's Corona.
I could see a Karen.
I got it bad, got it bad, got it bad.
I'm hot for virus. I'm hot because I got a 104 fever.
I've got it bad. I got it bad.
I'm on a ventilator.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan just coughed.
I put inhaled my own sweat or my own spit.
Your sweat.
Yeah, because I'm hot.
Corona, everybody. It's funny at that point.
Yeah, right.
I loved that clip.
God.
We were so young and innocent.
We were.
And Eddie was alive. Eddie was alive still, so it was funny.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant, Eddie Van Halen. Man, the list goes on and on. Sex clip. Episode 190, FEMA Camps.
Before we get into everything, I think it's time for us to pull the PT Cruiser to the side of the road, because guess what? It's also Josh's birthday.
Oh, God, I don't know what to put. Wait. I have to play this, and then I have to play this.
Yep, it's Josh's birthday. So, drink a dragon's milk in his honor. And if it's Monday and you're on your way to work, I guess be glad you have a job, actually.
Yeah.
Things are
make a wish that you don't have to file for unemployment.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pull the Thunderbird over and ask everyone a question?
Sure.
All right.
Hi, Aaron.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about camping?
Well, that is interesting.
How did you know?
That is an interesting and unique question I've never heard before.
This is a question I don't think I've ever answered, much less 2 or 3 times.
You certainly haven't answered it 3 times.
No, because that would be insane to do a podcast 3 times.
God, your producer must be a piece of shit.
Yeah, weren't we talking about unemployment somewhere in there?
Somebody, yeah, he needs to be unemployed like immediately.
No, he smells too good. We got to keep him around.
Oh.
Camping. Josh asked it, Marty. So I guess, do you want to go first, birthday boy, or do you?
I bet I could answer for everybody. Wait. But I'm going to give this.
What's today's magic word?
Birthday! Okay, so FEMA camps.
Hey, wait.
No, we got to answer the question.
I'll start. I'll give it a solid 8.5.
Wait, nice. Wait. Who's going to go next?
You are.
Oh, okay. I give it a 9 because I enjoy camping, and every year I do it, and I like to play guitar. Lighters?
Because I'm a musician.
I'm trying to read Josh because we're doing this over Google Hangouts. So yeah. When Josh makes hands, I try to also
I think he wants to milk April. I think that's what those hands say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Titty in mouth. Go to bedroom, he points to.
I just poked her in
the face. It is his birthday, after all.
Yes.
Birthday
I love to,
sex.
I love to camp.
I'm sorry, what did you say it was, April?
It's his birthday, after all.
This is going to go down. I can already feel this. This is maybe the silliest episode you ever do. I want all the furniture to animate as soon as you do that, too. Like,
Big house. Just like I see in my edible haze.
Anyway, April?
I'd give it a 7.5. I've never gone camper camping. We always did tent camping. But I feel like if we went camper camping, I would like it a lot more.
That's the best thing is as adults, you can camp any fucking way you want to.
Yep.
As a kid, 1. As an adult, probably an 8.
Yeah.
That's it.
Especially on your birthday.
Yeah.
We should all do that sometime.
Yes. Let's make a pact again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait. What do you mean again?
Deja vu. We'll all camp together this summer.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Assuming, yeah, assuming we can due to social distancing.
We'll park our campers 6 feet
apart. 6 feet apart, yep.
Yep.
FEMA camps.
Just in a circle.
I know, we could camp during Ryan's birthday.
His what?
His what?
That would be great because I actually have that.
Thanks, Ringo.
I fell into that one really good. I thought for once, maybe, but
yeah, that should be Ryan's Ringo tone.
Ringo. That's bad.
So
that's okay. It's your birthday.
It's shorter every time.
Yep.
I loved that whole sequence just because it was fun for Larry to he was like kind of staging us for the prompts and just like
so obvious.
It was fun. It was a fun little sequence, but also I really wish we could have done that camping thing
next year.
Can we do it? Can we?
We can.
Is it super air hard?
No, we'll be outside. We can social distance.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I would love to just sit around a fire with you guys and like throw shelled peanuts at the fire.
Ooh, maybe I can get a little fire pit in my backyard or something.
There you go.
I would love that. I just think it would be super fun to go out in the woods with you guys.
Sure.
But anyway.
I'll buy an acoustic bass.
Okay, I'm done. I'm not gonna
play any music. I'm literally just gonna sit there. We can talk about
bass only.
We can talk about the Chicago Cubs. We can talk about Star Wars. We can talk about the best Yes song or whatever.
Roundabout.
It is. It's the greatest. But anyway, yeah. I'm just saying we should do that. Mm-hmm. That triggered that for me. So anyway, Larry, what do you got?
Episode 191, QAnon.
No. I was trying to figure out a way to get you to do a Sean Connery impression, but I...
Yeah, she's super.
Wow, I went from grandma to Sean Connery.
That's
yeah,
what Sean Connery sounds like now. Sean Connery's like 85 years old.
Uh-huh. I thought it sounded like his grandma. I was going to say, oh, grandma's got started at her bedside.
I love grandmas. I love
See, kids. I already love this. We've already got the Golden Girls podcast. Mm-hmm. Now we got another great million-dollar idea.
Another podcast we got to do.
But this one's great because it's Grandma 007. I can get behind that.
I'd get behind that, too.
So anyway.
Do you think if a grandma had a gadget, like what kind of grandma gadgets would there be? I feel like there would have to be one that it was like a... Like a blow dart in the cane.
Dentures are actually small pieces of they're just like small grenades.
She just takes her dentures out, pulls the pin out, and throws them.
Yeah, taste my hard candy, and just throws a handful of Werther's at him.
007, grandmother, there's no way you will be able to escape from this plot we have against you. You have exactly 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Couple of sewing needles. I'm just going to go
sunbathe.
Those giant, giant quilting needles.
There are a bunch of villains run up. She just pulls her dentures out and they just start yakking.
She has the ability to quilt a net immediately to throw on them.
I'm just going with that device that I feel bad saying this, but Larry mentioned on whatever podcast we did recently where he said, when I go to work, I bring my grabby arm.
The grabby arm thing
to pick up mail. So I'm just picturing her grabbing like the underwear of a villain running away and just like
giving him a wedgie.
Guys, she's got you by the balls.
She's got a life alert in the bottom of her orthopedic shoe. Like, for whatever reason, it's down there and not around her neck just because it's more gadgety.
Oh, no, Granny 07, you've got me again. You've got me by me knickers.
Looks like you've fallen down and you can't get up.
There's just this, like, studly guy just like, Grandma 07, that was the best sex
I've ever had. It's the guy from The Transporter. What's his mug?
Jason Statham.
Yeah, he's beating the shit out of Jason.
Now it looks like you've fallen and you can't get up.
She's driving like an 85 Lefebvre because that's the nicest car. A 97
Cadillac, one of those giant fucking Cadillacs you see old people driving.
Man, this is my getaway vehicle. He goes from 0 to 60 in 74 minutes.
Just with the left blinker on the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah, I'm turning right, though.
Ooh, who does the theme song for this movie?
Lawrence Welk.
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates!
That's a little too rock and roll for my taste.
Maybe she's a man-eater.
Leave some space for the Lord in the soundtrack, will ya?
Grandma 07 coming this fall.
I think
might be delayed because of coronavirus. Hide your grandma. That's the secret weapon to take her down is coronavirus. Oh, that's dark.
That's dark.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have to interrupt this episode of Friends to let you know that Grandma 07 has died.
My walker can't get up these steps. I've been fooled again.
It's her biggest enemy.
My biggest weakness, steps.
Her arch enemy.
I've got you this time. I've got you this time, Grandma 07. You'll never get to me. I'm at the top of these steps, and there is no railing. No. Oh,
that's okay. I've brought my handy-dandy grabber arm.
My dick was out. She's got me
into one of those things she sets up on the rail and she slides up the stairs.
The tennis balls open up and there's like gun turrets at the bottom of the walker.
Eat this, you filthy animal.
No, now there's two of me.
Just shaking her around in her seat because the Gatling gun's just rattling her all over the place.
Her underarm fat acts as a wingsuit.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! I want this movie to happen yesterday. Grandma 07.
I'm Grandma Flabby 07.
She looked like a flying squirrel coming down. Who couldn't tell? Someone call the NSA.
Okay.
All right. I don't even know what this episode's about anymore. God. So
now I've got that little turkey gobble under my neck too. That's the rudder.
That helps her swim.
I inflate it like a bullfrog when I think I'm drowning.
Wow. Now there's three of me.
Oh God. My head. Oh, this went places I didn't think it would.
Yes, Grandma learned how to swim real deep in World War II, I did.
Now there's four of me.
Anyway, QAnon. I don't even know how that... we ended with the Trump administration and went there, so... Because we did do the Illuminati episode, but I think we mostly focused... It was so far back that...
Mm-hmm.
I think basically what we focused on was the current Illuminati and like the club or organization that people are a part of.
Club Illuminati.
Welcome. Here is your child raping suit. And tonight.
Welcome to Club Illuminati. Two for one drinks, ladies drink free. It's ladies' night at Club Illuminati.
Just not caramel apple sangria. Yeah, April won't drink it.
Hard pass.
You just see all these Russian toughs at a table, just like snorting coke with like girls with their titties in their face, and all of a sudden, slowly in the background, you see a walker strolling in.
It looks like old lady may be aiming for our heads. That'll get you, you Russian bastards.
Slam dunk. Grandma 07 coming this fall. Pending.
She's gotta have a sweet like catchphrase though, like Bond, James Bond, but something.
Well, he did
cooler.
That nice little take on the fallen and can't get up.
Am I going to kill you? Depends.
You fall and you won't get up.
That one too.
Oh, God.
Octogenarian 07.
Get out of here, Granny 07. You need R&R, lady.
Yes, I need rubbers and...
No, I said rest and relaxation, you old poon hound. Dick hound, I mean.
Maybe you're a poon hound too.
I go both ways.
Okay, you're that.
Yes. My tongue will flick on anything.
Oh, Grandma no, stands for rubbers and rectums.
Yes. Rectum damn near killed him.
Granny, here's your drink. It's Metamucil. You yes, might want to shake it.
Shake it, not stirred.
This is not getting old.
I'll have a mustini, please. Shake it, not stirred.
Thank you, Giles. The bowels haven't been the same lately.
Extra heavy on the fiber, please.
Okay, well.
Yes.
All right.
I swear we did talk about QAnon in there somewhere.
We did.
My face hurts so bad right now.
I haven't laughed this much in a long time. I forgot about that completely.
I forgot that was the season.
I don't even know what season we're in half the time.
We did.
That reminds me how much I like you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
How many clips are we at right now?
We're at 5 right now.
All right, so we got a few more and then
a couple more and we'll go on break, maybe. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Maybe when we get through 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good. Okay,
well, this next one is from episode 194, The Toy Box Killer.
No.
Oh, my God. We have a clip from this? If you need to call your grandma to make sure she's okay, I get it.
Do it.
You should be doing that anyways.
You should.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I deserve a call. I haven't heard from you in a while, Ryan. Where are you? I'm sorry.
Well, you've been...
I should be calling you. I'm on the phone now. Yes, Ryan, how are you doing? Why haven't you called me in so long?
Grandma, I'm in the Pussy Palace. I ain't got time to talk to you.
Where did you say you're calling from? I don't believe those words. Really? The Pussy Palace? Really, Ryan? I thought I taught you better than that.
Sorry, Grandma. I've tried. Been there.
There's no pussy. It's definitely not a palace.
That's true. It's more like this... The faded scent of stale beer and
it's sad, really. You're in your sister's basement, just admit it.
God damn it, Grandma. I'm moving out soon. I knew this is why I didn't call you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to expose the truth to the people. You're making it sound like you live in this extravagant palace where there's just women waiting for you hand and foot. But in reality, you live in your own sister's basement with your dog.
Who's a female, though?
Yes.
On top of this disgusting episode, I have to be ridiculed. I'm fucking ripped to shreds, Grandma.
By your own grandmother, yes. You're telling the listeners you live in this giant, expansive palace full of 70 women who are waiting hand and foot to give you their pussies. But in reality, you're just in your own sister's basement.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the episode this week. No, it's funny.
I waffled on that one because I was really busting your balls. I felt bad.
I love it.
But
I think that if you're going to be the leader of a good show, you have to be able to take it on the chin. You have to be able to really just...
I just like Mr. Sunnyside Up. Well, dog is female.
Well, no, I mean...
Mr. Bright Side of Life over there.
Right. Always.
It never bothers me.
You don't want to go to. You never want to go too far.
I mean? Like, you don't want to basically say something that you're going to regret. Yeah. And April
right up to that line.
No, you did a good job, but I'm saying April has had some too. Like, she had a really good burn recently. I can't remember what it was, but I was re-listening to an episode and I was like, "Damn."
Was that the one? Oh, I think that's the one where you overslept.
It was a friendship burn.
That's right.
And it was basically yeah, I get it. You know, you love us. We love you too, man. But, you know, you showed up late and, obviously you don't give a shit about us. And Larry's response to it was just like, God damn, that was a good burn. But no, if you listen to it, I get that. And I think that if you're somebody who gets caught up about your co-host upsetting you all the time, then you're not going to have a good show. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it comes down to being real. And I think we always do that, regardless of anything. Like, we're always like, there's something that's really bothering us. We're going to talk about it. But anyway.
Well, continuing with, it seems we've always had good clips and a lot of humor in our mafia and mob related mm-hmm. episodes.
I love them.
So this is from episode 196, The Russian Mafia.
Dude, I struggle with some words sometimes too.
Really?
So. You wouldn't think it. No.
I mean, you say host of podcast. You're like, man, this guy must be eloquent with his speech patterns.
Nope. Welcome to Conspiracy nope. Therapy Podcast.
It's like a dizzy toddler trying to go through a house of mirrors. just walking into grammar mistakes.
Prepositions.
Comes out with two black eyes and a bloody nose. Missing a couple teeth.
You just went on a slide. What the fuck happened to you, kid?
Oh, boy.
The stairs were talking to me.
Someone took a prefix and beat me over the head with it.
I got to the top of the slide and all I saw were Greek words.
The syllable brothers beat the shit out of me.
Oh, God. I miss doing this.
Anyway, so, yeah, there's
not the syllable brothers. Gotta run with that one for a bit.
You know, when you get to the end of that level, you could meet the end boss, Paralysis.
True.
God damn it.
Next episode, we'll get
it. It was right there.
So, they were offering their skills to crime bosses at gangster summit meetings.
Gangster summit?
I'm just picturing the Joker, the Riddler, the Penguin.
And me, below me, the Hamburglar?
Yeah. He's there.
It's a minor crime, but still. You gotta start somewhere. He's a go-getter.
Who else would be there, Josh? At the gangster summit?
Swiper, no swiping.
You're following our episodes. Swiper comes from the Dora, Carmen Sandiego, Waldo universe that we created.
The whole missing people, hard to find.
That was my favorite part of that whole episode. Anyway. Josh?
I've got nothing, man.
It's okay. Now, this gangster summit...
Hamburger Helper was in there too.
Just the glove.
Just the hand on the table. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You know, guys, we could solve a lot of things right now if we just mixed meat with some sort of really stale pasta.
I used to work for Michael Jackson. Did a lot of bad things.
Seen some shit.
I've seen security guards eat giraffes, if you know what I mean.
I bet the Pete the Cat was there too.
Pete the Cat, just because he just likes to hang out with a wild crowd.
And just randomly at the end of the table is Stick Stickley. So
I bet Courtney Love is there as well.
Yep.
They're at her house.
Stick yeah. Stickley.
She claims she bought with her own money.
I've got Tonya's.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name for a Russian. It doesn't seem racial.
I think Tanya's are all the name for prostitutes in Russia, isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought it was like the Russian Karen.
Okay, now this begs a question. What would a Russian Karen sound like?
I'd like to speak to manager. His problem with order. I'm masculine sounding as well.
Sounds perfect.
Yes.
We here at Russian Aldi do not have the coupons that you seem to have, Tonya.
I will wear a mask if I feel like, because freedom.
You have spit in my young Gorfish Bob's bagger's face.
I ordered macchiata. You give me mochaccino. Can I please speak manager?
We here at Star Borscht don't know how to take your order.
Oh. I will take business to Trader Joseph.
I don't care what we're doing anymore.
In Soviet Russia, manager asked to speak to you. Oddly enough, manager named Karen.
This is a scary paradox.
Oh.
Okay.
I need electronics. We'll now go to best purchase to buy it. It is blue building with yellow tag for symbol.
I don't think I've laughed this much in a while, guys.
Then we will go over to JC Ruble.
God damn it.
Then we will shop for goth stuff at Medium Warm Topic.
And after a big shopping trip, we shall dine at Hot Dog Queen.
I thought that was the accent you were doing.
That is only in America.
Nice. All the accents are coming back tonight.
Perhaps we'll make burger purchase at King of Burgers.
Makes sense to me.
Then come visit to purchase wares at Ruble Tree. Everything is only one ruble. Then we'll go grocery shop and used to have Walmart.
Oh. Fuck, I can't even find the got like been a day. Well, hey, we're gonna take a break.
One more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is Joshy. Joshy. What's the first okay. Part of the Joshy pick? It's from the Norwegian Black Metal episode 197.
So the band Mayhem was founded in 1984 around bassist Necro Butcher. That was his name for himself.
There's a wrestler named Necro Butcher.
Necro Butcher, is that like based on
Necro Wafers? Distant relatives.
He cuts them in half. He's the Necro Butcher.
You don't understand, brother. I'm named after the worst candy that's ever been made.
He's like chalk.
That's some straight up church candy right here. Necro Wafers.
He eats the whole package at once. That's why they call him the Necro Butcher.
Yep. There's like one 84-year-old grandma who's like,
I died of Necros. I'm the Necro Butcher. My sister's Granny 07.
I like the wintergreen ones.
Wintergreen was too much flavor for Necro Wafers.
Yeah, true.
Necro Wafers.
New flavors like
I love extreme candy.
New flavors like milk and water. Necro Wafer dog breath.
Necro Wafer.
This flavor is white bread. It's so extreme. Necro Wafer, number 2 pencil. Necro Wafer
cap.
Unsalted cracker.
Unsalted cracker. Necro Wafer, unleavened bread.
Necro Wafer, egg white. Unseasoned. Unseasoned chicken. Necro Wafer, dryer sheet.
Necro Wafer, white people barbecue.
Necro Wafer, tofu.
We're going to go toast.
Rough. Oh my god.
Worst toast ever.
They are.
The first time I ate it, I was like, am I supposed to eat this, or am I like eating drywall right now?
It tastes like a punishment.
It's the only candy I ever reached for Tabasco sauce for. Tabasco.
The chocolate ones taste like someone ate chocolate and then sneezed into your mouth.
Goes perfectly with LaCroix.
It is. Necro Wafers are the LaCroix of candy.
Look, guys, we're actually... this whole episode
mixed LaCroix with Necro Wafers. That could happen.
That's the extreme.
We're warning you not to eat Necro Wafers. That's actually what this episode's about. Just remember that.
The most extreme Necro Wafers yet. Oxygen.
Taste here.
Who? Necco wafer scent of a cucumber.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I feel bad because that episode, I don't know what I did. I bumped my audio clip either forward and backwards, so you're getting like an echo effect there.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize for the Josh's.
I didn't know that that was that fucking funny. Well, it's funny. Somebody messaged.
Wiping tears away from their eyes. Well, right now.
Somebody messaged me and was like, "Oh, by the way, this is the funniest episode you ever did." And I was like, "Oh, I thought we had issues with that episode.
We did. We had audio issues because I fucked up."
Well, dude, we're literally the four of us are this company. I mean. Realistically, we are the
while working full time.
Also,
jobs.
Andy. So, like, we can't be perfect all the time, but we're trying really hard, we're trying to give you a good
really
product.
Have a recording studio. So there's a lot of echo in this room.
And our from home episodes, especially, are really those are like 10 times harder than normal ones.
Yes,
true.
The timing issues and whatnot, but.
But
it was fucking funny.
That's the kind of rants we always get on. Yep. I mean, I love that. I love that because I forgot about it.
Yep.
I love outrageous scenarios that we come up with. Just the more outrageous, the better.
You have always been one of my favorite people when it comes to just like pointing out obvious and like
your obvious can be. Ridiculous.
It is, but also, you're always like the penultimate dude when it came to like Burger King. Really? Like,
yeah.
Like
you go to Burger King because every other restaurant has line is too long.
Right.
I know Josh feels strongly about their breakfast.
Dude, that burrito is.
They have a burrito.
The breakfast burrito is good. It's sausage, egg, bacon, and like hash brown chunks.
Oh God!
With some sort of drippy sauce in there too.
It's grease.
The sauce, yeah,
it sounds really good.
Ask for light sauce, but yeah. Other than that, it's pretty good. But like,
I get that. I heard Wendy's has a bacon eater, but it's a breakfast sandwich. You had it.
We split it. Aaron and I were like, "Let's try it." We kind of split it, and then we took a couple bites, and we're like, "Nah."
You only go to Wendy's for two things. It's either the chili or the frosty to dip your french fries in.
Exactly.
Their spicy chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good, but now that Popeyes has theirs.
Right.
I skip the Wendy's and go right to the Popeyes.
We need to.
Because we got to make a fast food run.
Yeah. Who's going to Wendy's?
All right. Time for food. So, if you, second segment time, before we end this season, if you could have one fast food item right now to indulge yourself on, what would you pick?
Oh, I already know. Taco Bell right now has it's like macaroni and cheese burrito. It's not actually, there's no macaroni and cheese in it.
It's grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese, that one. They have a grilled cheese burrito. It's so damn good. I would eat two of them.
Wait, what?
Yes.
April?
Cheesy Gordita Crunch, hands down.
Right on.
Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would woof down a McChicken right now.
Mm. Oh, a simple McChicken.
Actually, so good.
That up your game. Add a little pickle to that thing.
Ketchup to it.
A chicken?
Yes.
I mean, ketchup is just a bad condiment to begin with.
I put ketchup and cheese.
Just sugar.
It really is.
Just sugar.
The older I get, the less I like ketchup.
Ketchup is, it's a bastard.
It feels like the Asperger's-y cousin of.
And Aaron loves ketchup. She put ketchup on mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, nah.
Now I taste.
Mustard's the king.
Mustard is the king. It's the flavorful king, too. Mm-hmm.
Mustard's so good.
Maybe a calorie or something.
Mm-hmm.
If anything.
0 points on Weight Watchers. Yep. You throw as much mustard as you want on shit.
Mm.
Which makes my.
Spicy, yep.
Which makes my flavor buds tingle.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we got more clips to play for you guys.
Speaking of flavor, we have episode 200, Jonestown.
I don't know what a chief dairyman is.
I'm the president of milking things.
But I would assume that it has something to do with, like, cows, or I don't know. It's
well,
just,
you're in trouble if you're lactose intolerant, sure. But...
This is General Grade Cheese.
Yeah, they call me Mozzarella Matt. I'm here to do the...
Mozzarella Matt.
Really, I'm Cheddar...
Cheddar Chad.
Cheddar Chase. Son of Chevy Chase.
I'm Asiago Aaron.
Blue Cheese Bill.
Linda Limburger.
Don't go by her. She's
I'm Feta Fred.
Sally, I like you.
Sally Swiss.
Pepper Jack Pete. You think it'd be Pepper Jack Jack, but it's not. It's Pepper Jack Pete.
Hey, I'm Good Greg.
I'm Mozzarella Michael.
All right, great segment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, provolone patty. Anyway.
Ricotta.
Oh, God, this is where we are. Oh, my God.
Cheese Chris.
Hey, Mozzarella Matt, don't go by Chris. He's got a long gaze.
Creamy.
But we love him anyway.
I'm a Parmesan Pietro. Oh,
well,
boy.
I'm Pimento.
Prattley.
I'm Pimento Prattley down here in the South. You know, we like Pimento cheese down here in South Carolina. Whatnot. It's all kind of spicy and whatnot.
I'm your brother, but I'm just saying, I love your show, Prattley Knows Best.
Prattley Knows Best is better than that Chrisley Knows Worse or whatever it is that we watch down here in the South.
I'm Dick Cheese Donald.
Dick Cheese Cheney?
Here we go.
All right.
Enough cheese jokes.
Let's let April finish her too. Cheesy.
There's just the one flight attendant that has to do her, like, here are the windows. And it's just a bunch of dead people. All wearing sunglasses. In case of emergencies.
Yeah, fuck it. Oh, boy. There's the emergency. What do you care? You're
just
already dead.
Go about the ocean. Just open the doors.
I'll just use you as a flotation device.
Oh, God. No.
Peanuts? Peanuts? Nothing? Okay.
We're not making any sales tonight.
I couldn't even move a ginger ale.
They hit turbulence and all the masks drop down, just swinging in front of the dead bodies.
Holy shit, that's dark.
Well, turbulence just...
Right.
Nothing in the overhead bin, so those are clear.
No, the more bodies are in there.
Keep the bodies in there? How do you shove a...
Captain, the kids in the back of the church.
They're charging $50 for every extra body. Because it's fucking Delta and they suck.
Sir, I need you to tell me if you'll be willing... to escort people through the emergency exit door.
Will you answer me? I'm trying to get the body of the overhead bin. And I
can't. Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm trying to. Oh, can't get it. Can't seem to get the thing to shut.
Some old guy with his head impaled into like one of the just baggage racks. Somebody doing cartwheels because every time they turn, they just flop over the other side.
They're where you get the luggage. There's just dead bodies rotating around. Oh, that dead body carousel. Excuse me, that's my dead body. Excuse me. Not my dead body. The tag does not have my name on it. Well, you know what I do? I tie a red bandana to my dead body. So when it comes down the chute, I can see the red bandana and I know that's my dead body.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. By far the darkest joke we've ever had on this show. Thank you for listening after 200 episodes. Yes, that's right. The Jonestown dead
body carousel.
Weak at Bernie's carousel.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happened.
I love it.
I'll drink a flavor aid to that.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Might as well stay dark and go with one of our darker episodes, number 205, BTK Killer.
This is where, according to him, he told reporters at Cake TV, that's when I knew the ball game had exploded.
That's not how sports work.
That'd be a really rough
Hold up.
Strike three. Well, the umpire's face is pasted to the back of the home plate.
Boy, they're going to need a brush to clean that home plate up.
To get Verlander up there and like, oh, they have no more batters left. Yes, that was the famous Cubs game that starred the pitcher, the Unabomber. Mm-hmm. And
next up to bat, Ted Bundy. Bundy. Comes up to sailing.
Sailing takes me away. And just drives this VW bug right through the third baseman.
Yeah. Right through him. Yep.
So, the victim
batter has a broken arm. I don't get it.
Oh. Don't let him sign that kid's ball. Don't let him sign the ball.
Now, this Jeffrey particular
just chewing on the right fielder.
he's got the dip in his mouth, and they're like, wait, is that dip?
No, is that dip or is that dick?
It's
meanwhile, John Wayne Gacy is the mascot.
It's the Cleveland Clowns.
And strong-willed men want to help me set up this next stunt?
72 bodies buried under the dugout.
Serial killer World Series.
Oh, what do you think the back wall is made of?
Just bones. Jeffrey Dahmer's like, I built that myself.
Now,
penis? Get your penis. Hot, fresh penis.
Dahmer, I'm trying to watch the game here. Meanwhile, BTK's fapping off in the closet.
Yep.
We'll get to it.
Right next to Nice Talker.
Right next to Ted Bundy, who used to fap in the closet as well.
Very true.
Not a closet fappers.
That was actually one of the facts from that episode I never knew.
No.
And we got that from intern Jenkins, actually.
Oh, maybe he's right next to R. Kelly. It's all right.
That's a fucking crowded closet.
Now, I want to mention about these four. He saw Julie Otero and said that's when the ball game exploded, blah, blah, blah. They worked in a factory. He saw her from a distance. He was like, from a distance, I am going to strangle and rape. And Bette Midler was like slapping and shut up. Bad boy. Fuck you, Dennis Ritter. That's what happened. He saw her. And he said, I gotta have it.
Serial killer baseball.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Yep.
That's when the ball game exploded.
Well, I want to say that I feel like this is one of those moments where we just try to like silly rationalize.
I think we were I know for a fact after listening to the episode, we were dancing around.
Oh yeah.
Actually getting into the episode.
It always hurts when we cover something that is, it doesn't hurt, but when we cover something that is so bleak,
mm-hmm.
It's really hard to push an episode out and
Like, I don't want to.
That's what we do. We push an episode out until it plops well, that's into why the toilet.
We didn't start talking about the toy box killer until like 45 minutes into that episode because we just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you kept saying avoidance.
Yep, we're doing this avoidance. Exactly.
I was like, did you guys know that when you hiccup, your heart stops or something?
Sneezing.
Like, yeah, well, or sneezing.
Yeah, when you sneeze, yep. Your heart stops. I'm like, oh, really?
Very fascinating, more, right? More so of that.
Right.
This episode.
Also, by the way, this guy was a son of a bitch. Yeah, it was dark.
It was dark.
But we hate to say it, but we got a lot more. We haven't even covered Albert Fish. Let me just say this. Prediction. Albert Fish will be one of the, if not the worst, episodes we ever do.
Great!
I do like swimming. Yeah. I don't.
Child killers are always the worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not looking forward to hearing that. But speaking of hearings, we have episode 208, the McCarthy hearings.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, just having a little smoky joint. No. Mm-hmm. Couple of Pabst Blue Ribbons.
This is forgetting life is what he's trying to do.
He's fucking cooked out.
Yeah. He's a...
That's the best thing ever.
Really?
Harry J. Anslinger.
4 years on this podcast and that's all you had to do.
I've been working way too hard.
Hi, I'm Larry and you're listening to... podcast about
I would listen
welcome
to that.
Welcome to the podcast about
I better do that again for Ryan.
The podcast about
rare and exotic birds.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love that.
It's one of the, out of everything for me to do, that was one thing for a stretch of episodes where you'd lose it if I
I've trained myself because at this point I'll lose it.
I think we peaked at the Edibletacular because I don't remember a whole lot from the Edibletacular, but we'll I do remember that series of oh Lord, that was a lot of silliness.
Speaking of serious,
mm-hmm.
episode
mm-hmm.
210.
Mm.
At Ian. Yeah.
You have to make something out of a human body.
Okay,
what are you gonna make? You have the you have a body in front of you,
mm-hmm.
any type of body you want to envision.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make some sort of belt or, I don't know, earrings, anything you can think of.
Well,
I have mine already.
Okay, I'm going to channel my inner craft making.
Ooh.
You have peaked around fourth grade.
Okay.
So we're making an ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Dad,
because the cheeks can hold a cigarette.
Perfect. Yeah.
And dads and stepdads are very especially, happy,
especially back in those 80s.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Yep.
I made many an ashtray for my dad.
I didn't know
never
where
made an ashtray.
I didn't know where you were going with that, but for whatever reason, my brain was like, he's gonna say Pinewood Derby car.
Out of a foot.
Oh my god. Sure. I mean, I don't see why not.
All right, so Larry grabbed it out of thin air and got it. And I feel like Josh got excited because he had an idea too.
He did. He emoted.
I don't know that I can beat the ashtray.
True.
I was going to say
a penis glove.
I'm so curious if you're going to say the same thing as me.
I'm going to take Granule 7's underarms and make a wingsuit.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
I get that.
I'm thinking, yeah, you could make it like a cock sock with another cock.
Yeah.
Your YouTube channel, by the way.
For cock sock ideas, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like you can make a turtleneck for your dong.
Mm-hmm.
Or an ass warm?
What?
I mean, if you're uncircumcised, don't you already have a turtleneck?
Right, but if you don't, you could
borrow someone else's.
you going out with, like, can I borrow your foreskin? Not a sentence I've ever said before.
No, only here.
It's like that.
Only here, folks.
April,
oh, man.
Do you have any ideas?
Boy, that's a tough one. I feel like...
Do you want me to just say mine and then you can think about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say lower intestine jump ropes.
Oh,
because creative. They're super elastic. Like, they don't necessarily rip apart. You have to really... I mean, they're some of the most durable...
I don't know this...
Well, no, you have your small intestine on
top. Which
is
actually larger than your large intestine once you stretch it out.
Oops, my bad.
I know, it's weird.
Well, I always thought large intestine meant it was... But it's probably it's size. I don't know. Yeah, it's girthier.
Of course.
I'm actually just picturing... Because large intestine is before you expel waste. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be very tight. Mm-hmm. And also elastic? Yeah.
Elastity.
Thanks, fellas. Oh, but anyway, that's a jump rope in my scenario.
Yeah.
I just assume, like, hey, kids, have a great time. You can just beat this thing on the street. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. It's no worse than any Mexican or Italian food it's going to have to face.
Mm.
Yeah. Josh and I clammed up there. The balls tightened.
Perfect for holding a cigarette, too.
I mean, you said...
Can you hold a cigarette with your asshole?
No, with the cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
The asshole's where the ashes go.
Yep.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
I mean, it's an ashtray.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
You had a home run with that one.
You really did. That's tough to follow.
Ooh. It is. I'm like, fuck. I had this idea about a jump rope, but god damn it. Ass.
I just thought of another really good one, but I'm going to wait till April.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say... Take someone who has a really large ass and make a birdhouse out of it.
Where would the bird... Never mind. Nope, just answered my own question.
Ooh.
My God.
Chopsticks out of fingers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Oh, corn holders out of fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Be good. Mm-hmm.
I would maybe make like a coffee table out of legs and arms.
It's just a finger at the end of a pool cue.
Yep. Perfect.
So you're going to do a pool table?
No, I would do a coffee table.
A coffee table. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
With actual legs. It'd be a conversation piece.
I think you could, I think Jeffrey Dahmer made that.
Oh, man.
What a clip.
What a question. If you could make anything out of a human, like. Has the FBI investigated you yet?
Maybe.
Not that he's aware of.
Man, I felt like I was stoned on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely know we were stoned for this next
one. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And these, I believe, are clips from the Edibletacular. Where are you? Thinking of an adjective.
Slurpily. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
You want slurpily?
Yeah, slurpily. Put that there, please.
Slurpily.
That's what I do on them titties.
Okay. Dryly.
Ooh, dryly. Okay, one more.
Squishly is not a word, but...
Squishly.
Squishy is, though.
No, L-Y.
Not only am I going to do an L-Y adverb, but I'm going to make a new word.
Because I'm Randy Macho Man Savage, and I'm the master of... Ooh, I turned into Jesse Ventura there. I'm Randy the Body... Ventura.
Let's see.
What you talking about? You using my words?
I'm gonna say.
Who's that? Who's that?
The timing was fucking perfect.
Isolate it, quick.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna say. L-Y.
That was honest.
Wow.
I'm going to go with timely.
Timely.
Timely. Okay. All right. Any pet's name?
Chewy.
Chewy.
Can work for two of us.
Perfect.
Three of us.
All right. Are you ready for this? This story is called Oohs and Ahs.
Interesting.
It's an erotic fiction. No, I'm just kidding. It's a horror rated story. G. Right. I will never forget the night it happened. It was a red night, and I was relaxing upstairs with my sting.
Oh, baby. Aw, shit, girl.
I was relaxing upstairs with my sting, a good book, and my faithful African buffalo, Chewy.
Nice.
Suddenly, there was a loud, ah! I sprang to my feet and crept downstairs, trying to be as green as I could. Nothing looked out of the ordinary. Suddenly, I heard the ah again, but this time it was much more crazy, and I knew it was coming to the basement, coming from the basement. Summoning my courage, I grabbed a flashlight and strode slurpily down the stairs.
This is a good story. I can imagine this. Right?
I turned my flashlight on the intruder and gasped in horror. Looking there in my basement, bathed in the sticky glow of my light, was a huge, quivering, shapeless blob of ooze. The hideous thing was pink as a tennis ball and as big as a John Madden.
I didn't know he was a unit of measure.
And next week on April Explains English to Three Grown Men.
Fiddlesticks, I cried. I fled timely upstairs, but the thing chased me with lightning speed. I was trapped, and I knew I had to fight if I wanted to survive. First, I tried to chop it with a sharp Sonic the Hedgehog from the kitchen.
Rings start flying everywhere.
Then I shot it with my grandpa's casserole that hangs over the fireplace.
Double gauge casserole.
It killed your uncle and your grandpappy.
It's fattest many of hard winter nights in Montana.
In desperation, I even tried throwing semen on it. But all to no avail. Just kept coming. I thought I was dead for sure when suddenly a strange figure crashed through my window and leapt between us. He was tall and stinky, with fierce, hairy eyes and loud shoulders. He was dressed entirely in white, or in black, except for his white hat. "Zizzy's a baby!" the figure cried.
It's right.
And quick as a ferret, he jumped in and stunned the ooze creature with a powerful kick.
Bad, two-hearted.
Without pause, he scooped the thing into a Germany and tied it shut with a long Gwyneth Paltrow.
She is thin.
Every time.
This story was brought to you by Goop. It contained a lot of goop.
How did you do that? I gasped, trying to catch my breath. Their only weakness is their penis, he replied. One good kick and the things are helpless. But how do you find it, I asked, staring at the shapeless mass. That is easy, said the stranger. It is right next to their elbow. I thanked him for saving my life and asked him his name. I am Buenos Dias, and I have been hunting the ooze creatures all my life. Just me and join me in my quest, and we will make the world safe from their sick evil. Now that I knew the truth, how could I say no? I joined Buenos Dias that night, and my life has never been the same. I learned how to spot their penis in less than 69 seconds.
Are you just staring at it the whole time?
And together we have defeated over 420 of the ooze creatures. I even got my own white hat. The end.
I love that. Synchronicity 3.
Can you just imagine?
Oh boy. Uh oh. She's in her fits. She's in her fits.
I can't imagine.
Oh. No.
Give me them sour gummies, girl.
Poop.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Poop.
Can't tell story. Poop. What segment are we in?
Poop.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Every time.
It's a kryptonite.
If I go away, then you still come and see my
poop.
Oh, no, but you gotta do the booty, booty, booty.
Don't do it. Don't.
Jesus. What a triple. A triple.
Poop.
We're caught in a horrible dimension right now. A poopy dimension.
Poop.
My face hurts.
Listeners are enjoying this. I doubt it.
I don't care, though. The next edible spectacular, it's just us making fart noises the whole time.
Wow.
It's awesome, but also staggering to listen to that. Because I...
Funniest fucking thing. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well.
Oh, God.
Wow. We just.
When you talk, I started drowning in my own fluids.
All right. Well, that's for next year's best of.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We had a great time this year. We have two more clips to play for you, but I just want you to know the cat wants to make sure that
he wants you to pet the pussy.
My God. Oh, we are not kidding. This is funny.
I knew this was going to be a great time.
But speaking of kids, episode 213, Edgar Allan Poe. Where are
you? One of the things that I wanted to reiterate was that he was a good friend. He was a good guy. He was funny. Even though he was married to his...
Oh, wrong song.
For a 12-year-old.
Right.
Rainy days.
I'm sorry. That's the Edgar Allan Poe.
Right. It's like, rainy days.
How's your chalk drawing going? Good there, Virginia. But yeah, it was rough. I mean, that sucks. For the time being, it was kind of acceptable, but they also did have to throw on that when they got married, they signed her as 21.
I mean, when your wedding gifts are Tinker Toys and Lincoln Logs, My Little Pony.
Polly what Pockets. Am I going to do with all this Play-Doh?
Rats.
Gel bracelets.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, April.
Oh, my God. I'm almost done. Let's just power through this last. I have, like, two more paragraphs. Attempted to court poet Sarah Helen Whitman, who lived in Providence, Rhode Island.
She was 16. It was an upgrade.
Just getting a little long in the tooth.
Right. Now, their engagement failed.
I mean, her first teeth.
Her baby teeth. Baby teeth.
Just getting a little long in the baby teeth.
Jesus.
Not a permanent teeth.
Right. Now, their engagement failed, purportedly because of Poe's drinking and erratic behavior.
And
however,
the fact that she wasn't old enough to drive yet.
Right. There's also strong evidence. It's really hard when they're in diapers.
I mean, when they don't pick up their toys, it can be a little maddening.
It's time for us to make love. Now, put your Lincoln Logs away.
Is there grass on the field? Because I want to play it.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yes.
Gross.
I mean, when you gotta take out the pacifier to make out with them, it's, yeah,
it's a little weird.
A little daunting.
So,
welcome to the dating show 1832.
The shocker for Edgar Allan Poe was two in the pink, one in the one for the bank.
Two in the pink, one for the bank? Are you shitting me?
I thought, how is he going to formulate this without it sounding terrible?
I mean, MTV released a show called Six and Pregnant.
Back then, MTV was just like a big bonfire and a bunch of like lumberjacks who haven't found a bride to be.
Excuse me, do you carry maternity?
Born yet.
Do you guys carry maternity pants in size 40?
Mm-hmm. Oh. For a wedding topper, I'd like a G.I. Joe and a Barbie.
Oh my God.
I met the most beautiful woman actually at my friend John Adams' reception.
Take care.
Take care.
She's still in the maternity ward.
She was in
pregnant? No, she's the baby.
She was in the corner eating a Go-Gurt, and I thought to myself, wow, what did...
What I tell you what, I took her out to a nice romantic meal. It was a happy meal.
She was getting awfully frisky picking her... She got real frisky. She said, I want to go in the ball pit. And I said, hey, excuse me.
She was picking her nose. She was. I was wondering what she could do with them fingers.
This is getting real crazy now. I know we had a milkshake.
Going to jail, I think.
I'm just saying.
Maybe three of us. I don't know.
Edgar Allan Poe, love stories.
I proposed at a Chuck E. Cheese over one of them cold pizzas.
Edgar Allan Pet.
Okay, so
just saying, Build-A-Bear is not a place to pick up women.
I met her when she was
Edgar Allan Poe.
Right?
I met her when she was eight. I understand. Some people may not understand, but I understand a lot about 8 year olds. You see, they're more sophisticated. They have an idea of calligraphy that I don't understand. I'm Edgar Allan Poe, the greatest poet of all time.
I'll tell you what, the way she spells cat. On her kindergarten.
She did it with macaroni pieces.
She built me a macaroni ring. I do thee wed.
I understood that when she made me an ashtray out of clay and hardened.
What would his engagement ring look like?
Three pieces of macaroni glued together, spray painted silver.
Got it from a quarter machine, I did.
She made him one of those Cheerios strung on yarn necklaces. Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Stop calling me dad. Start calling me
dad. Wedding ring is just a sucker ring.
It's a ring pop.
Ring pop. Yep.
God.
Fuck. By the way,
it is.
We're not like approving pedophilia.
No.
We are just pointing out the ridiculousness of this.
Yeah, we're doing parody because this is
fucking dark.
It's hard because it's the one point in contention I have with Edgar Allan Poe. I mean,
when your wife gets jazzed up with what the prize is in the Cracker Jack box,
she's too young for you, bro.
If she knows like three or four good solid Bazooka Joe jokes,
if she's young enough to go in the bounce house, she might be too young for you.
Yes.
If the way she conveys news articles is a copy that was made on Silly Putty.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she still answers when Dora the Explorer asks a question, she's too young.
Your mailman says, no, I can't give the mail to you. You're too young.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're almost done. Okay. So, Sarah Helen Whitman.
When your honeymoon is at Toys R Us. Okay.
She's a romantic night out is Chuck E. Cheese.
If she's not tall enough to go on the roller coaster.
Baby, I don't know.
Our wedding song was It's a Small World After All.
Oh my God.
She gets really excited when they throw candy at a parade.
I don't even care if anybody likes us anymore. I just love the fact that we're joking around about this stuff.
At Larry underscore God. Send all your hate tweets there.
I get a feeling this will appear again at the end of the year. Yes, probably.
More than likely. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Wow. I mean, that was one of those things about Edgar Allan Poe I just never knew. Mm-hmm. And what you found out, it's like, wow, that's fucked.
You can't unhear it.
No.
And I think for us, it was extra funny because Ryan was trying so hard to make it seem like not a big deal. No, really. He's a great guy. Super great poet. There's just this weird pedophilia thing. But besides that, he's a really great guy. Yeah.
No, we weren't letting that go.
Nope.
Yep. You should know after 200 plus episodes that if you give us anything to hook up, we're gonna do it.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, it's 215 episodes.
Jesus.
And that's where this next clip comes from. Ooh. 215, Terry Schiavo.
He returned to Florida with her in January of 1991 and admitted her as an inpatient to the Metaplex Rehabilitation Center in Bradenton, Florida.
Does he have to buy her a ticket? Or can he just put her in the overhead bin?
I mean, I would. She's got to be luggage, right?
It's an extra $50 then. Great.
Larry, my friend that I love with all my heart, that is the darkest joke I think we've ever hit. Imagine he's got her. He just keeps trying to close the door.
Slam the overhead door because her foot's hanging out.
Terry, god damn it, just hold my Nintendo Switch close to your tit and then maybe it won't bang off your butt.
Excuse me, sir, you're gonna have to store that somewhere else. No, it'll fit.
I mean, talk about the most genius way of not having to have like a shitty person sitting next to you. You could take the window seat or whatever, and then you can have her propped up next to you, like, I don't know, give her a book or something.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's. Throw some sunglasses on her.
Just hold your stuff.
We are for sure gonna get a 1-star for this episode.
Yep.
Already.
It's coming. I can feel it.
It is literally for this. I can feel it.
Go on Twitter, Larry_Ga_Ga. And I will totally fuck ignore yourself. I do all complaints.
Yep.
That's
yes! Right. Oh my god. Okay, so Terry Schiavo. So this is over a period of 4 years that he's taking her to all these different places, mm-hmm. running all these tests. Like, really, he exhausted every option he had. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to the story, is that it's not like he just went, meh. Okay, pull the plug. Like, he did everything he could to keep her, or, you know, to try and get her back, or to try to just improve the situation to see if there was any kind of function. You know, he did the best he could. Was that okay? Really, I can't see. Was that a fart or a squeaky chair? Because I can't tell.
Oh no, because he was making his troll face.
Oh, okay.
No, it's my chair. Ooh, smells like my chair too. Ryan just busted his own eyeball out with the microphone.
It was so pronounced when you did that. I looked up to the sky like, God, what's going on here? I'm lost.
I thought I'd let that. I didn't think anybody noticed.
The whole world noticed.
I know. Well, the worst part is because we recorded that one from home, and was that the night my laptop wasn't working, so I didn't have I couldn't see you guys. Face. I couldn't see the camera.
What you would have seen was
right exactly. All I heard was like creak.
Wait, I thought that was your chair.
Yeah.
No, what I really like about that sequence is that basically when I heard that, I literally looked at you and then I said to myself, this is the best fart I've ever heard. But why? Because I don't have to smell it.
Well,
it's like just, it's the effort plus minus the smell.
That microphone I use in my
home studio is really good, but
clearly
it picks up everything.
Dude, you leaned to the side, and it sounded like somebody was ripping carpet up.
Even just now, I felt like your ass was right next to my ear, and it happened. Loud. It was.
But I love that.
I think that may have been the night Aaron brought home Vitaly's pizza.
It was. Yep. Because I think later on, I literally talked to you, and I'm like,
I think you said something to like,
I'm scared to eat Vitaly's. But it happens forever. I had two of these last night. Just two. These short boys went to bed.
Yeah, those are like 7% or something, aren't they? Yeah,
but I woke up in the morning. It was like 2 or 3 a.m. And all of a sudden, my asshole was just like.
His asshole played like a victory song.
I was like, excuse me, sir. I'm trying to sleep here.
That's how Ryan wakes himself up every morning. He drinks two hearteds at night, and then his ass plays revelry in the morning.
It plays taps.
I was going to say, if you have too many, it plays taps. Charge.
That's my asshole when I have to record a podcast.
Chicago, man, that was the worst.
Oh my god. Well, it wasn't even. There was no fun to that. It was literally like, my god.
She was shitting and dry heaving, and Marty and I are looking at each other, just like.
Yeah. No, it was bad. Didn't get
that. Oh my god.
You don't want it recorded.
Thing I recorded that weekend was the snoring.
Mm-hmm.
Which he did. Well, it was the first time
weren't even the worst snorers.
No.
You said I was the worst.
I don't think you're the worst.
No, I snore pretty bad too.
I have a
You guys had the bed and I had the pull out couch.
Which
I chose.
I mean, that's all about like positioning. But
it was a fun weekend. We got
it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, we would have a blast. Yep. And then we could talk about it on the podcast. I don't even want to record anything. I just want us to have fun.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about us recording. So
season four?
Season four is done.
In the books.
That's insane.
Season five.
Half a decade.
Wow. Well, Jesus, when you put it like that.
I know.
God. Predictions?
Predictions? I'd say about a third way through, I'll threaten to quit.
Yep. 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 That's par for the course.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll talk about it with April.
Yep. It'll be around August that Josh and I will decide that we're ready to quit.
I'll message April and be like, does Larry hate me?
Yep.
I never hate you. I know. Josh is like, Ryan thinks you hate him. I'm like, why?
Ryan will sleep through another episode.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Well,
Larry will continue to fart awkwardly.
Always. Mm-hmm. We'll have more Patreon subscribers.
Yes. Dude, you know what's funny?
Microphones?
Mm-hmm. Is that I said 26 for season 3,
mm-hmm.
42 for season
4. That's insane.
Wow.
I mean, we were at one point, we were at like 45.
Damn.
So, if you continue
if you're thinking about Patreon, listen to last week's best. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what we give you.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three people who have been listening for a long time have said they want to.
I'm telling you, mm-hmm. once I mean, this COVID thing goes away and people are employed again,
right?
I think we'll see more Patreon.
It's worth it.
I want to say this. Don't feel obliged to have to dedicate to our Patreon.
So it's the cost of three tall boys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cost of three tall boys.
Or a $5
or coffee.
Taco Bell box. Mm-hmm.
Or half a coffee if you get your coffee at Starbucks.
No shit.
Hey, just because we're on break doesn't mean...
It was my pleasure to give you that coffee.
Oh, thank you. That was so nice.
I felt like, I'm being good. I'm being a normal human being for once. Showing empathy and care.
Aw. I told Josh, I was like, God, I must have really looked like shit, because Larry was like, you look like you need a coffee.
Actually, that was in my mind before I showed up. I'm like, I'm gonna buy her a coffee.
You're so nice.
Stopped first, but
you wouldn't have known what she would want it.
But she said anything with caffeine.
Yeah.
Anything with caffeine. I'm like, all right, what did I get you? A mocha?
Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Yeah. That's what I would have gone with too.
Safe.
Send your Starbucks gift cards to P.O. Box. I don't remember the address.
6183. P.O. Box 6183 at
Grand East Town, Rapids, Michigan, 49506.
That's true.
Is that?
That's the one.
Yeah. That we have a P.O. Box now, so you can send us your dead rats.
Don't.
At Larry.
Don't do that.
@_guy.
Yeah. Right. That's where you send your hate mail.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right, guys.
I'll ignore it. I've never received any hate tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that point.
It shows up on iTunes.
Yeah.
I love some of that.
Those rapscallions.
You know, those always make me laugh.
The soundboard makes too many fart noises.
Fuck you.
Move on to the next show then, because we're 215 episodes in, we ain't changing.
It always makes me laugh, the people that get that mad that they feel like they need to leave a 1-star review. I'm like, really?
Your show. No.
You care that much?
I know.
That's sad.
When your one guy stops making fart noises with his mouth.
My favorite was maybe season 2?
Mm-hmm.
When Josh was getting hate iTunes for the soundboard.
People thought it was Josh making the noises, and it was just Larry.
It was me with the soundboard. Josh is catching heat.
Yeah. You did a good job with your mouth voices sounds. All right. Well, hey, did anybody have a thing they want to throw out there before we end this?
We'll see you next
year. Yeah. We'll still be in the closed group, so come join the closed group.
When are we coming back?
Well, we're gonna have Patreon episodes. We decided that for the month of January, but we're gonna knock them out.
We go quick. Home.
Yeah, we can. We can
by ourselves. And when I say by ourselves, I mean Ryan.
I'll talk to my imaginary dog if I have to. But right. I'm saying, like, yeah, that's fine. We can knock those out.
I'm just feeling lazy. That's I love being able to go down there in my boxers and just do a show.
I do too. But yeah, no. We will be back. So January we're off.
Mm-hmm.
February we come back.
We're coming back February. It's, I like that. That's a month break. Yeah,
It gives us a solid amount of time to just kind of
recharge our batteries.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, guys, if you had any...
I'm not feeling like I was at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. I just hated doing this.
But I get
don't,
that.
I don't feel that this season.
But that's the thing, though. We won't have conspiracy therapy, but for that, like we said, low cost of $5, you can continue to hear us every week.
Even if you do it for 1 month, just so we can scratch your itchy genitalia.
Chances are those episodes are going to be really fucking funny too.
Pandemic disease.
If you need more farts, $5.
You know where to find us.
True. So anyway, guys, check us out on Patreon, Beer City Media Podcast.
You need more pedophilia jokes.
Yeah, why not?
We're here.
For $5.
Yep.
All right. Anybody have anything they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear? You are drunk, dude.
No, really tired. I've been up for
drunk tired
20 hours.
Great job, everybody, this season. As the head muckety muck of Beer City Media. Great job, everybody.
Yay!
I got stoned and drunk, but I somehow managed to get that information out there.
Were you drunk?
Really, towards like the second drunk. Half. I don't think you were
too stoned either, because you didn't sing.
Yeah. Yep.
I combed the singing back a bit.
The singing, and then there's the other thing which you do, which when you're really stoned, which is just wait for a blank space to say things that have nothing to do with anything.
Larry, I love you.
No, they're even more random than that. Because wasn't it the Elbowtacular that it got quiet for a minute? And he's like. guys, what do you think if I was O.J. Simpson's glove and I was on the ground? And we were like, what are you even talking about?
Had nothing to do with anything.
You're my favorite stone person probably ever.
Thank you. Yeah, I get pretty hypothetical when I get super stoned. But I feel like that's the common ground that we have too.
But I can't do the show stoned.
No, I get that. You stay a cool medium. I've never heard an episode of this show where I was like, God damn it, Larry ruined this. I've heard some
towards the end where I've noticed
James T.P. Miller in his brewery.
My friend. E.L. Fudge. I am the president and CEO of E.L. Fudge. Who has an E.L. Fudge character? I do.
Here it is.
I love it.
The president of E.L. Fudge.
One of my favorite characters that you do.
Weird, reoccurring characters.
Yep. God almighty.
Josh is ready. Tired. I know, I am too.
I am very tired.
It happens to be 12:30.
Let's stop.
Yep.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.